instead of what? And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store and Meadowlark restaurant. Chef Lum is waiting on a customer.
Well, here you are, Ulysses. Here's your fifth Lum burger. I don't believe you've got room for it.
Yeah, I got room okay, Lum.
Well, I've had customers come in here and order three of them, maybe even four, but you're the first fiver I've ever had.
Oh, well, they're okay, Lum.
You like them, huh?
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of folks don't think they're going to like them when they find out what they got in them, but once they try them, I've got another steady customer.
Okay.
Yeah, we've even got some telegrams from some restaurants out in Hollywood asking us for their receipts. Grannies, have you eaten it already?
Okay, Lum.
Must be. The way you gobbled that down, I believe you'd bite, Ulysses, the way you snapped at that.
Well, it's pretty good when I eat. I don't like to monkey around when I eat, Lum.
Yeah?
Now, how much do I owe you?
Well, let's see. You get five of them. Five times 25 cents is Oh, my goodness. That comes to $1.25.
That's okay.
You don't mind paying it?
No, sir. There's the outcap in this one bunch of sandwiches I ever had in all my born days.
Well.
Cost $1.25, I'll pay it. There you are. Sounds like a bargain, Lum.
Granny's much obliged to you, Ulysses.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll be sure and come in again, Ulysses.
Okay.
So long. Hey, Abner. Abner. Abner, did you hear Ulysses? I've never heard him so talkative in all my life. Sat there eating Lum burgers and talking to Blue Streak. That ain't a big recommend for... Well, for goodness sakes, what are you doing there, Abner? What are you doing there with a baseball bat?
Oh, nothing.
Come on now, fess up. A fella don't get out on his hands and knees and hide behind the counter with a baseball bat for nothing.
Shh, be quiet, Lum.
Are you stalking a mouse or something?
No. I think I've got a way to get them oysters out of them shells.
Oh, them things. Now, my good notion to throw them things away. I got them special to get even with Squire Skimp, but now that I've got them, he's quit asking for them. He's even went out of town on business.
Yeah, well, let's not throw them away now. Somebody else might come in and order them, you know.
I doubt it.
Well, I'm going to see what's inside of them shells if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, I told you it ain't no good to hit them with a bat or a hammer, because then you break the shells and you can't serve them on the half shell.
I ain't going to break the shells.
Well, you'll never get them open no other way, I'll tell you that. I tried to pry one of them things open. I couldn't do it to save me.
I know it. I tried to pry one open, too. See, that's why I studied up this system here.
System?
Yeah.
You call this a system hiding down here back of the counter?
Lum, if you'll just peek around the corner there, you'll see what I'm hiding from.
Where? Oh, here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You oughtn't to be setting none of them oysters on the floor that-a-way. They're supposed to be kept on ice.
I'll put it back quick as that little oyster comes out of the shell.
Comes out?
Yeah. See that little saucer there?
Yeah.
That's got oatmeal in it.
Oatmeal?
Yeah. Doc Weather said that they sometimes feed oysters oatmeal, so I fixed up this nice saucer for him. He said that them fishermen fellers put oatmeal in the oyster's bed, but doggies, I can't get to their bed if I can't get inside the shell.
No.
So I just figured I'd make him come out. I put plenty of sugar and good thick cream on it, sort of tempting, you know.
That don't beat the bugs of fighting.
So then I set the saucer right in front of the oysters. I know that little rascal's bound to get hungry sooner or later. He ain't had a bite since he got here. And when he sneaks out of the shell to eat the oatmeal, bang, I got it.
With the baseball bat, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations for being the head idiot of 1947.
Thank
Put that bat away and put the oyster back where it belongs. You can do whatever you want to with that oatmeal.
Well, now, Lum, just...
That ain't the way to open oysters, I'll tell you that.
How do you know it ain't then? How do you do it?
Well, I know that ain't the way.
Well, I think if we give this a good try, maybe he'll sneak
out. Howdy.
Well, howdy, Grandpap.
Telegrams.
Telegrams for who?
The Meadowlark Restaurant.
Huh?
Granny's, give them here, Grandpap. I bound you I know what they are.
Oh, me, how many you got there?
Oh, a whole stack of them. Don't know how many of the stabbing naked things there.
Dogfish, look at them. Hurry up, Lon. Don't be so nervous. Get them open. What's the matter with you, Grandpap? What are you holding out your hand for?
Why, I just delivered you some telegrams.
I know you did. Hurry up, Lon. What does it say? What does it say?
Granny's Abner, listen to this. The Waldorf Astoria.
Who?
That's who this is from. Waldorf Astoria.
I don't believe I know Waldorf. Is he a local feller?
He's no feller. He's a place. A big, famous hotel in New York City.
Hotel? Well, good for Waldorf. I knowed he'd make good. All the boys from around here does good, yeah.
Abner, you don't understand. This is one of the famous eating places in the world. And they got a famous chef. And just listen to what he says.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to hear it, love to hear it.
Lum and Abner, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Here you have originated Lumburger. Please send me recipe. Best wishes, Oscar of the Waldorf. Ain't that wonderful?
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. Who's Oscar? That some relate of Waldorf?
No, he's the chef. Everybody knows about him. Surely you must.
I don't believe so. I can't keep track of all the boys that leave here and go to the city long. I'm sure proud to hear about him. Oh, for goodness sakes, Grandpap, are you still standing there holding out your hand?
Abner, don't you know what folks general do when somebody delivers a telegram to them?
Why, sure. They read them. What's the next one say there, Long?
Just a minute.
Yeah, hurry up. Doggies.
Granny, this one's from St. Louis Moe.
St. Louis Moe? I've heard Squire Kemp mention him. Moe somebody.
No, this means St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, must be a different one. Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this, Abner. Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Good for them. Hooray.
New Lumburger sandwich is terrific.
Huh.
May we have the recipe for our Chase Club? Harold Coppler, Chase Hotel. Granny, we're getting to be a sensation.
Yeah, what's a Chase Club? I never heard of one of them. Grandpap, will you go away? You worry me standing there with your hand out that way. Do you want something?
Abner, ain't you sure never saw nobody tip?
Why, sure. Oh, if that's what you're afraid of, lean up against the counter there. I believe it'll steady you.
This one's from Memphis, Tennessee, Abner.
Memphis, Tennessee?
I'm an Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Lumburger sounds good. We would like recipe. Ernest L. Ballrath, Maitre D.
Maitre D.?
Yeah, he must have went to the same college that fellow we got a telegram from yesterday.
Well, yes, old college fellas together.
Ernest L. Valrath, Maitre D. Hotel Peabody.
Well, it looks like all them college fellas is mate. Douglas, wait a minute here. Back up now. What did you say the name of that hotel was?
Hotel Peabody.
Well, that's what I thought you said. Law me, I never knowed I had any relations anywhere that owns a hotel. Does it give his first name there, Lon?
No, just said Hotel Peabody. They ain't no relates of yours. Just goes to the same name as yours.
Bound to be. What do you know about that? Well, sir, I'll just have to tell that to Elizabeth. She's always claimed that my relates was a no-countess back to a varmint she's ever run into. Just wait till I tell her about this. Oh, well, she'd be mad.
Well, now, wait a minute, Darren. This might be some other Peabody.
I don't care which one it is, just so it's related to me, Lon. That's all I care about. They all look alike anyway, all of them.
Listen, Abner, there's lots of Peabody.
You know, that might be Uncle Blucher Peabody. None of the family liked him very much. But I'll say one thing for him. He always had an eye for business. I believe you met him one time, Lon. He was through here old 10, 11 years ago, I reckon.
Yeah, I met him.
So Uncle Blucher's got himself a hotel. I better write to him. Come to think about it, he was always my favorite uncle, anyway.
Favorite?
Yeah.
When you were here that time, you couldn't hardly stand him.
What?
Done everything you could to get him to leave.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's changed a lot since then, though, I think. Well, you can see for yourself, Lon. He must have pulled himself together if he's able to buy a hotel. Them things cost money.
I know they do.
Oh, Blucher. Well, millionaire hotel man. What do you know?
Now, listen, Abner, I doubt very much.
Leave all just right, old Blucher, and invite him to come out here and visit me and Elizabeth. Live with us all
Abner,
the time.
Abner, that's just plumb silly.
Silly? With all the money that man's got?
Oh,
and to think the last time I seen him, he was flat broke. Had to lend him money to get out of town. Yes, sir, I'll just write him a letter. Get out of my way, Grandpap. Don't stand there with your hand sticking out like you expecting a train to come along and hook a mail sack on him.
Now, listen here, Abner Peabody. I'm the official telegram deliver boy for Pine Ridge, and when I deliver a telegram, I expect to get tipped first.
Is that all that's bothering you? Well, why didn't you say so? Here, old boy. There's a dollar.
Dollar?
Yep, keep the change, sonny. Keep it.
Well, I'll be a monkey fabbing-legged uncle.
Just a minute here, Abner.
Ah. And much obliged to you, Abner. Much obliged,
that's
boy.
All right, my good man. Or to give him five, I reckon.
For goodness sakes, Abner, you can't do that. You can't throw dollar bills around that way.
Well, why can't I? Ain't you heard? My millionaire uncle's coming to town. Good old Blucher Peabody.